ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Vanuatu says it will continue to lobby countries around the world as it tries to find backers of its push for West Papuan self-determination. Now, it's been trying to get support from other Pacific countries on a proposed resolution it wants to take to next year's UN General Assembly, and it started at last week's leaders' meeting in Nauru. But as anticipated, Vanuatu won't be getting the support of PNG, which, along with Australia and Fiji, has had long-standing reservations on the issue. That's irked at least one outspoken PNG politician who, just days out from PNG's 43rd Independence Day, has taken to Twitter to question his country's position on the matter.
I'd like to see PNG, you know, join the rest of the Pacific and stand up for our people. These are our people. They're Pacific Island.
Gary Jufu is a politician not afraid of causing a stir. The governor of Oro regularly uses his Facebook page to voice his opinion on various contentious issues. He's also fond of Twitter, and it's on that social media platform where he recently wrote this.
If your government cannot vote for West Papua to be free, your country is not independent. It is controlled by another nation. That means you are not independent. That means the 16th September means nothing. Let that sink in as you wave your flag this Independence Day.
He elaborated when speaking with Pacific Beat.
For so long, Papua New Guinea has remained silent about this, and he's the Minister for Foreign Affairs constantly coming out and saying that we recognize international sovereignty. That's fine, but what we could do is voice concern about the brutality, about the arrest, and about the fact that here are people who want to be independent. You know, if we're going to remain silent on that, then it implies that we are some way or another controlled.
But why do you interpret that it is control?
You choose a side. You're either against what's happening there, or you ignore that.
Attempts have been made to get comment from the Indonesian embassy in Canberra and also the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry. Pacific Beat's also tried to speak with PNG's Foreign Minister, Rimbik Pato, who's recently publicly reaffirmed PNG's support for Indonesian control of the West Papua region. The woman behind Vanuatu's push, Laura Linney, was also reserved when asked about Gary Jufu's specific comments.
Vanuatu has no problem with Papua New Guinea. It understands clearly the issues raised and concerns regarding the reality that they have with being a border to West Papua. That's understandable.
Laura Linney was recently appointed as Vanuatu's special envoy to West Papua. She joined her Prime Minister and the Foreign Minister as they held discussions last week in Nauru on the sidelines of the Pacific Islands Forum leaders' meeting. They want West Papua relisted on a key UN decolonisation list. But given the differences that exist between the different member countries, the matter didn't make it onto the official leaders' agenda. What it got was one mention in the final leaders' communique.
Leaders recognised the constructive engagement by forum countries with Indonesia with respect to elections and human rights in West Papua, and to continue dialogue in an open and constructive manner.
Laura Linney maintains the differing opinions won't cause problems for Vanuatu's cause.
All I can probably say right now is that Vanuatu is happy with the current momentum in rallying support for the UN draft resolution that is taking to the UN next year.
But we have seen quite clearly some countries speaking out against that sort of move. Papua New Guinea specifically, the foreign minister has made it pretty clear that their support is with Indonesia. Do you acknowledge that it's very unlikely that you're going to get support for some of those key partners?
It's clear, and it's not anything that, we're not aware of. Of course, Australia, Papua New Guinea and Fiji have expressed their reservations, and they've made their stand clear because of their issues that they have regarding this agenda that Vanuatu is taking to the UN. But Vanuatu is not too concerned, and the Pacific is not the only country that we need to rally support. We will be going to Africa, we'll be going to Europe, Latin America, and the Caribbean. So the reservation that we've got from Australia and Papua New Guinea and Fiji is not going to stop what Vanuatu intends to take to the United Nations in 2019.